A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Io Shirai responds to those WWE departure rumors. A popular NXT star has turned heel, and a bizarre road rage incident involving the great Khali. For Wednesday, July the 30th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. The genius of the skies, Io Shirai, has not been on NXT television for quite some time. One of those that we would have assumed by now would have themselves a place on the main roster in some way, shape or form, and that hasn't come to pass. Dave Meltzer yesterday reported that Io Shirai was, quote, pretty much gone from WWE. There's been a lot of speculation that Io Shirai will not be re-signing with the company, and it's just a matter of time until she's actually gone. Io Shirai has responded to these rumors of her departure with a very simple tweet, writing the word rumors and then placing the vomit emoji next to it, seemingly debunking the idea that she's done with WWE. Now, hopefully, if it's the case that she is sticking around in WWE, there are some big plans for her. Whilst I enjoyed the stuff that Shirai did with Zoe Stark as a tag team, I thought some of the vignettes were a little bit on the cringe side, but they were still fun. I think Io Shirai has so much more in her than one half of the tag team champions. Io Shirai has more in her than the NXT brand. Like, you have somebody here that genuinely could revolutionize either the Raw or SmackDown women's division. And I'm hoping that this long silence is simply just some breathing room before we see her get called up.
Perez with everything left, getting Mandy Rose. No! What? Oh, Rose with that knee right under the jaw. Rose into the cover, and Rose retains the championship. Jealousy? It appears the most jealous of them all is Cora Jade.
And it feels like jealousy.
Jade, say it isn't so. That was the closing moments of last night's NXT, which saw one half of the NXT Women's Tag Team Champions, Cora Jade, turn her back on the other half of the Women's Tag Team Champions, Roxanne Perez, as Perez was close to becoming the Women's Champion as well. A real shock heel turn for Cora Jade. She's had so... the optics for her have been so strong as a babyface. There's a lot of love for Cora Jade as a good one. The idea of her becoming a bad one wasn't something I'd factored in, especially since Roxanne Perez and Cora Jade, Team 2001, are the women's tag team champions. They only just won the belts the other week. They only just got the name for their team the other day. And now they've split them up, seemingly. Very strange turn of events. I'm not quite sure what's brought that on. I'm sure we'll have more news on that as the day goes on. We'll let you know more at cultaholic.com. Also, last night on NXT 2.0, we had another mystery QR code. This one taking us to a Wordle-like image. You've played Wordle, right? Where you're trying to figure out what the word is and it tells you when there's certain words... certain letters that are in the word, and you know how Wordle works. Internet sleuths have looked at this Wordle game, which the QR code on NXT last night takes you to, and have deciphered that the word is very likely to be Havoc, potentially hinting at Halloween Havoc, which would be unusual. I'm not quite sure why we would hype Halloween Havoc in this way. Possibly hyping a debut or a return for Halloween Havoc. Might not even be Havoc at all. But that's what a lot of people have gleaned from the QR code this week. We'll no doubt find out more as the weeks go on. Next week, we will find out who Joe Gacy's henchmen are. Now renamed Schism, they will unhood themselves on next week's NXT. And as they're taking their hoods off, the former A-Kid is putting a mask on. We had another vignette for Axiom last night, which presents him now not as a maths expert, but as a comic book fan who will now wear a mask to the ring inspired by his comic book heroes. He sounds like he's going to be some sort of crime fighter. In the vignette, he says, "I could be a symbol. I remain anonymous because it's not about me. It's about everyone else." A superhero coming to NXT 2.0 in the form of the former A-Kid. Also, next week, for the first time ever, the NXT UK tag team titles will be defended in America. Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen, who won the titles just a week or so ago, will put them on the line against Pretty Deadly. Now, Pretty Deadly were previously NXT UK tag team champions, dropping them to Mustache Mountain before getting called up to NXT in America. Maybe we see Pretty Deadly do a tour of duty and take them back to NXT UK. I mean, they could tie it in with a trip home, so it might make sense if they did it that way.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The great Khali has been accused of slapping a toll worker. What you heard there was the former WWE star in a now viral video that shows the incident. Well, it shows Great Khali in his car arguing with toll workers. Now, the Tribune in India reports that a toll plaza employee was asking Khali in this video why he slapped his colleague when they asked for ID. Khali was replying, "You are blackmailing me," which the employee denies. We then see a barricade placed in front of Carly's vehicle, at which point Great Khali gets out of the car and moves it. Now, the alleged slap is not shown in this video, and Carly has since put out a statement to address the issue, saying, "Yesterday, whilst going to Carnall, toll tax employee of Filor stopped my car and misbehaved for a selfie. When I denied a selfie, he ruthlessly passed racist comments and also used bad words." He talks more in the video attached to the statement, where he says that the employee refused to let him through the toll without a selfie. And Carly accuses them of not just racist language, but blackmail, hence the claims of being slapped coming to light at the start of the video. Carly has also urged authorities to take action against the contractor of the toll plaza so that no other celebrity has to face such behaviour. When we know more about this story, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com. Now this the hot shit. Jimmy snuck off the top rope. Super fly shit. Might get in the tub with all my ice on some pot shit. Either way, you slice the bottom line on the top, bitch. You should know I'm rocking twist and made it even out yet. Should Cardi B wish to get into the wrestling world? She has herself a trainer waiting for her. So we've talked about Cardi B and the connections to wrestling before. She's talked about Eddie Guerrero, Lita, and other wrestlers, and Triple H as well, in music in the past. And there's been back and forth between Cardi B and Lacey Evans on Twitter as well. Jimmy Snuka gets a reference in her latest song. And Cardi B was worried that kids today wouldn't know who Jimmy Snuka was. Enter Tamina Snuka to respond, "I know who you are talking about." And soon after this, a Twitter exchange happened, started by Dan Valmeyer, who was excited that Cardi B was name-dropping Jimmy Snuka in her new song. And Tamina has responded to that saying, "I know, it's hella dope. I heard it the day it dropped. I love me some Cardi B. Maybe I should teach her to go off the top ropes on some peeps." I think that is Tamina Snuka inviting Cardi B to get some wrestling training. Possibly for a match down the line? Stranger things have happened, am I right? Desert Island Graps returns today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. I'm in conversation with Killer Kelly, the latest signing to Impact Wrestling. I say latest signing. She signed 2 years ago. Then the world shut down and she got stuck in Portugal. We talk extensively about that. We talk about her journey into the world of wrestling, and we talk about her mental health. She was very open and revealed that she'd been diagnosed with ADHD, and it explains a lot about some of her personality traits, and she was really excited to talk about that as well. We go into all sorts. It's nearly 2 hours that Killer Kelly and I spoke yesterday, and you can hear it on the Cultaholic podcast feed later today. And if you're a Patreon, you can watch it at patreon.com/cultaholic a little later on as well. At youtube.com/cultaholic, check out the history of the steel cage match. I did a deep dive into the story behind the steel, the biography of the Blue Bars, and much more as well. And you can watch that right now. Thank you to our editor, Luke Osborne, for the cracking job on that edit, at Lukey Blue Shoes on Twitter. We're going to give him an ad. He's excellent. That's at youtube.com/cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day and the hype heading into Fighter Fest tonight from AEW Dynamite, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.